It's conditional use number 2458, O'Neill's Solar LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar array to be located on a certain portion, parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 49.7 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of O'Neill's Road, which is Sussex County Route 485, approximately 500 feet southwest of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13. The 911 address is 27720 O'Neill's Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 132, Map 6, Parcel 303.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the staff analysis letter, we also have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up.
Good afternoon. I'm representing Summer Ridge Energy for this solar project.
Your name is?
My name is Jeremy Karf. And I'm a resident of Boston, Massachusetts. The solar project fits within the code and therefore we feel is a strong candidate for approval.
Well, we appreciate your opinion.
With zero comments, I'm happy to answer any questions regarding the project.
Realize it's your burden to make a record in support of the conditional use. You know, do you want to tell us a little bit about it and, you know, sort of what's around there?
Sure. So the project is located on currently open farmland, and we have gotten an easement for the small block of land in between that connects to O'Neill's Road from the neighbor. The project will contain will be 3 megawatts AC and will and will contain and we have myself, our consultant from TRC, as well as the landowner here today.
As our counsel pointed out, it's the burden falls upon the applicant to make the case for what you're applying for. The code is clear and specific about what the kinds of things that we need to hear about, and I'm concerned that you're not really prepared to give us the information that we typically would expect to receive at a public hearing. So,
my apologies for my anxiety at the moment. I really do apologize for.
Appreciate that, and I understand. The situation we're in, though, is that we can't make your case for you. And just telling us that it conforms to the code really isn't quite enough.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can assist, maybe if I can put the applicant's conceptual site plan on the screen, okay. And maybe the applicant's team can speak to that. So.
Yeah, so that is the site plan. We would plan to do screening along the edge of the property facing Seaford Road, an access driveway crossing the neighbor's parcel via easement. will come into the project as the access road with a turnaround, which will also be the location of the transformer and inverter pad. The driveway will be 15 feet wide. Along the street, there will be expected 5 poles, a utility recloser, a utility meter, a customer disconnect, a customer recloser, and a customer riser. And we conform to the 50-foot property line setback. Along the access road will also we will be maintaining the existing tree line as well as existing stormwater, as well as improving it where necessary. The parcel is currently in an agricultural use and we feel is well suited to house a solar array. Screening will also be facing the properties on the, I believe it's the north side of the parcel, in order to screen it from the neighbors, as well as abiding by the 200-foot dwelling setback and 15-foot side yard setback. We would be leasing the land from the landowner. And in terms of stormwater improvements, we would be adding a silt fence, as well as providing permanent stabilization and a local seed mixture for the ground underneath the parcel. And we'd be using the total limit of disturbance is expected to be 16.42 acres. The maximum height will be approximately 15 feet using a single access tracker mounting. The piles will either be drilled or pounded. There will be a locked fence around, as well as 24-hour a sign with contact 24-hour contact number, as well as a storage shed. And the road, the access road that we would be creating will be a crushed stone, compacted crushed stone on top of the compacted fill soil. And our application with the utility is approved and paid for. We performed a wildlife study. We got a determination from the Delaware Department of Transportation that there is no traffic study necessary, and a preliminary geotech analysis did not find any issues, and the Delaware historical, we got sign off from SHPO as well as the Delaware Environmental. We feel this is an excellent location for a solar project, and we welcome any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Just a few for clarification. I'm a little confused about the access point. Are you coming in off of Seaford Road?
Yes, ma'am.
So the existing dirt farm access road is where you're proposing to make the access drive in?
Yes.
Okay, and then the fence looks like it's shown around the entire perimeter?
Of the project, yes.
Okay, so you're using 16.42 acres of the total 49 on the parcel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The fence detail, I didn't see anything in the package on that, and we usually require, what is that, we call that, Mr. Robertson? The privacy slats on that, so if this does get approved, that would be a requirement.
Yes, absolutely, understood.
That's all I have for now, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Maris?
Couple typical solar questions. The transformer and the equipment, will that make any noise that will be offensive to the neighboring properties?
No, sir.
Okay, and there's no full-time employees on site?
Correct.
Only visits as needed for service and inspection?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
As well as landscaping maintenance.
And one other question about your site plan. The areas highlighted in yellow are possible landscape buffers. Why is it labeled as possible?
Because the exact landscape design has not been finalized.
Okay. Thank you.
For that reason only.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Okay. All right. Mr. Collins?
I don't think I have any other questions. One of the conditions of approval typically would include the, you know, a financial commitment to basically decommission the project later on. You're expecting that?
Okay. Yes, very much so.
Butler?
No questions, sir.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Okay. Counselor?
No, none for me, thank you.
All right, sir. Well,
thank you very much. Apologies for the beginning.
Yeah, take a seat nearby. We'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2458 O'Neill Solar LLC? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2458? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the